From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Bill Williams is reporting from WCTW-FM, The Cat. The Columbia Green Community College women's basketball team has earned its first ever NJCAA Division III national poll listing. The poll released February 21st ranked the team fifth in the division, with a record of 20-3, just as the women were about to wrap up the last week of regular season play. In addition to the first ever national ranking, players Al-Aha Albright, Caceres Ruiz, and Daniela Weinschreiter were all named to the Mountain Valley All-Conference team, and Tasha Edge was named 2017-18 Player of the Year for the second time in a row. The Twins women will face Jefferson Community College at home on February 27th during the first round of the NJCAA playoffs. The game begins at 6 p.m. Columbia Green Community College will host a pep rally on the Greenport campus the same day to celebrate the team and its success this season, beginning at 12:30 p.m. And you can read that full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union. State Forest Rangers rescued a stranded father and son on Blackhead Mountain in Greene County on February 19th, according to a press release issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The 55-year-old man and his 14-year-old son from New Jersey were hiking the mountain at 11 a.m. on President's Day when they reached the summit and discovered the trail was covered by thick ice. The father realized they would be unable to safely descend before sunset, but the pair were also incapable of staying the night without proper equipment, so he called Greene County 911. Four rangers were sent up the mountain, taking two different routes to the summit. They found the father and son at about 7 p.m., gave them the proper footwear, and then helped them back to the trailhead, arriving at 10 p.m. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. U.S. Representative John Faso introduced legislation on February 15th that would establish an incentive program for businesses to move the U.S. economy away from fossil fuels and identify new ways to combat climate change. The bill would direct the Secretary of Energy to establish Climate Solutions Challenges, a program to organize prize competitions on five topics, including carbon capture, energy efficiency, energy storage, climate resiliency, and data analytics to better understand climate and weather or to better inform the public about the topics. Faso spokesman Joe Jarrett said, and I quote, "Representative Faso opposes defunding climate change research. He opposed an effort in the House to remove the Department of Defense's responsibility to examine impacts of climate change on military assets," end quote. Announced as a bipartisan effort, the Kinderhook Republican is working with Illinois Democratic Representative Daniel Lipinski on the legislation. Asked if Faso's bill goes far enough to shift the U.S. economy away from fossil fuels, Karen Fishkoff, a member of the Citizens Climate Lobby's Columbia County chapter, said, and I quote, "The bill is something. I don't think it will do enough to move the economy from fossil fuels to renewables. You need to change how people spend their money," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sangara is in favor of teachers carrying guns to school, provided they are properly licensed and trained. Sangara made the suggestion last week at a meeting of the school district's students, parents, and staff. He said it was speaking on his own behalf, not as a representative of the town. Saugerties Board of Education President Robert Thoman said the board will address the subject when dealing with the larger question of school safety. Thoman said arming teachers is, and I quote, "very theoretical," end quote. And at this point, and I quote, "a quick response in reaction to the situation in Florida," end quote, where 17 people were killed in a shooting on February 14th. He said, and I quote, "I think there are a lot of security situations we could put in place prior to taking that step," end quote. Saugerties High School currently has an armed school resource officer. A representative of the teachers' union was not immediately available for comment, but Thoman said he has heard objections from the teachers themselves. He said, and I quote, "I've heard from teachers in the district that they don't want to be armed. That's not what they got into the profession for," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Winter 2018 Radio Magic Pledge Drive continues. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $15,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXE.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 53 degrees. But Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 58 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. And on Thursday, a chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. Thursday night, rain is likely before 1 a.m. Then rain and snow are likely. It will be cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:42 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 49 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 27th day of February 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a pleasant tomorrow.